What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Want to know what love is? Good morning, Mel. Our naturopath, welcome to the studio.
Good morning. I'm not sure I can talk about that. Not really within my scope, but...
All right, so we'll bypass that first question.
I can talk about... Okay. Taking care of your body and loving the body that you live in and respecting it, and it's your temple.
Indeed. Well, look, we've got had a call a little bit earlier from Deanne, and Deanne was asking about post-COVID fatigue. So we'll take a quick 20-second break. We'll come back and tackle that. You called Deanne, who called earlier. I'm hoping Deanne's listening, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate to this one, Mel. Post-COVID fatigue, just feeling
yes.
a bit flat.
Post-viral fatigue, even if you've had an illness, you know, a really bad cold or flu, and it's still lingering, people get a lot of fatigue afterwards, and we don't just get to stop and rest and relax.
But we should, right?
Well, we should. We've still got to work. We've still got to function and, you know, maintain your home, and a lot of parents who can't just stop and sleep either.
Doesn't matter. Let's just stop. Who cares? The house is dirty, so what? You'll get to it. Don't worry about it.
Yes. Is your employer listening to this?
Exactly. We're giving you permission.
But what I'm seeing in clinic is more fatigue, and that's not even people sleeping well at night. Still sort of coughing during the night, congestion that's remained and inhibiting the proper breathing at night, and just feeling the aches and pains too. So the first thing is you've got to get your nutrient level up. You've got to be eating good food, 2 litres of water a day, like the real core things, good nutrition, nutritional density. So the food in front of you, does it contain minerals or is it empty kind of carbohydrate without any nutrient there? Protein in each meal and snack, because that helps to sustain your energy, stop the blood glucose spike, and you know, you get a much smoother curve of energy there.
Water, protein, yep, okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Gentle exercise. Even when you think, okay, I'm feeling fatigued, just something small. Usually people, I don't know anyone who says, oh, I really regret going out for that walk. You know, you feel better afterwards. And you just start off slowly as you sort of rebuild confidence and seeing where you can breathe and get oxygen in as well. But vitamin D is so essential because of your immune system, immune function, your white blood cells. Zinc, again, helping your natural killer cells. Vitamin C works as an antihistamine naturally. Recovery for your immune system. They're really the core things, vitamin D, okay. Zinc, and C. And there is a time to take them in supplement form when you need that high level, and that is right now. You know, winter colds and flus, when you're not getting that much sunshine each day, when you've been unwell, and people in high-risk situations, which is usually where their children. Kids seem to sort of, a bit of a petri dish there in the classroom. And once someone's unwell, then bringing it home to the family, trying to avoid the whole family going down. That's why I'm saying, you know, take these things daily and just do what you can, because we don't want to make it a form of anxiety. Oh, I don't want to get sick, you know, paranoia, washing the hands so much that you've got dermatitis. Just rational things we can do on a daily basis.
Morning or night, does it make any difference when you take supplements?
I think it's best to take them with breakfast.
With brekkie, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Start your day. And look, none of them are really going to keep you up at night. They're not stimulating minerals. But starting the day and making sure that you take them with food.
With food.
Yes.
Mel, we'll take a break. Thanks, Deanne, for your call a little bit earlier. I hope that's helped you and others, and I'm sure it has this morning. You can give us a call, 9313 0985, if you'd like to have a chat to Mel. When we come back, we're going to be talking about ginger.
Yes.
Powerful, right?
Yes, a beautiful herb and food, and a tea we can drink every day, and I'll talk through some of the benefits.
Even ginger beer.
Well,
maybe not.
You know, I'm going to say don't have the ginger that you're having sort of in the drink that's fizzy, or the sugar drop might not have the medicinal benefits.
Thanks, Mel. Back after this. We're on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and our naturopath Mel is with me. If you've got a question for Mel, you can give us a call, 93130985. Or if you want to be anonymous, you can send a text in, 0429 985 985. We're going to be talking about ginger beer, Mel. This is great.
No, we're not. We're talking about ginger. The ginger root, the plant, which yep. has been used as a food and a medicine since ancient times.
Is that right?
I love knowing about the history and sort of tracing things back to, you know, biblical times and
love it.
Just knowing how it was highly valued and how people have always loved the aroma and
taste.
And used it for many years for digestion, that warming sort of traditional Chinese medicine side of things, where they use it to move the energy, to move blood around the body. And I just love it as, you know, from the garden, putting it in the juice or buying it from the shop if you want to buy it from the supermarket. It's a really nice warming juice. And we often think of it as a tea, but if you want to blend that up in a juicer with some celery, some carrot or beetroot, and it's delicious.
I did that this morning.
Oh.
I did.
Timing.
I did orange, apple, celery, carrot and ginger. Got fresh ginger. It's beautiful in the juice.
It is. It is. Now, with tea bags, you have to always check the quality because tea bags... Firstly, they can often contain contaminants, the actual bag themselves or glues and things we don't want to be consuming. And if you have the fresh ginger, you grate it up, chop up a lot of that and put that into a cup, that's your tea. You know.
Just with water.
Yes, with hot water or warm water. You don't really need to be buying the tea bags. Again, there's more waste and how's it being created or grown, where you can buy it. And make that yourself. When you are unwell, ginger in soup, in a chicken soup, in a broth, a vegetable broth, having that warm water with lemon, bit of ginger or a little bit of a good honey there.
Yum.
So soothing and also keeps your hydration up.
A bit of garlic as well? Chuck a bit of garlic in there or not? Are you
just
keep it to ginger and...
I do want it to be enjoyable. The garlic packs quite a punch and raw garlic is good for you. But it can be too much for some people, you know, reflux, stomach issues, so need to go quite gently there.
Okay.
But from a naturopathic, you know, a medicinal point of view, I use ginger in a liquid herbal form, and it is so potent that I only use a tiny bit. You know, I never use more than 5 mils in, say, a 200 mil herbal that I'm making up for someone.
5 mil?
Yes.
How much would that be on a teaspoon, say? Would that be talking a few drops?
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah. So that's how potent it is. And
liquid.
Yes. But that's from a naturopath. And I'd be using that for things like pain relief, arthritis, dysmenorrhea, really heavy painful periods because it's getting the blood flow into the area, nourishing for the uterus too, nausea, even for pregnancy with nausea,
right.
I'd use it in a tablet form. It can help to lower your glucose levels. And of course, when I start to talk about all this, there can be interactions. So you've always got to be checking what your other medications that you're taking.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can even be antifungal, antiviral and an antioxidant for the body.
Powerful stuff.
So that's amazing. And we have such good access to that, to be having it fresh or in a tablet form on a daily basis.
We've got a great big pot outside and it's full of ginger.
It's a very exotic plant, don't you think?
If you walk past it, you think, oh, that's a nice plant. It's actually ginger.
Yes.
So that's amazing. You just pull it out the ground or pull it out the pot.
Mm.
And there you got it. Fresh ginger. Mel, we'll take a break. You're on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike, our naturopath Mel's with us. Good topic, Mel, talking about ginger. Mm. Amazing how all the health, incredible health benefits, let alone the taste.
Yes.
It's quite tasty.
Yes, and that's from a Western herbal perspective and from a traditional Chinese medicine perspective. Mm. Now, just to touch a little bit on the nausea that I mentioned before, that covers a full range of nausea, whether that is hormonally related to pregnancy, or if that's motion sickness for kids in the car particularly. Now, that is one time where, you know, if you want to try sort of the ginger lolly, look, permissible. Oh. I'd rather them have some tea.
Yeah.
If you're looking at, say, a kombucha or a ginger drink from the store, it's still going to be quite low in terms of the medicinal benefits.
But it's not about option. What about a ginger biscuit? Is that way? No, forget it. I shouldn't have mentioned that, should I?
Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. It's just
right.
Not
sugarcoat it.
Just not going to have the medicinal benefits there. But people who are going through chemotherapy, ginger tablets can be an option for them too.
Really?
Yes. I tend to use the tablets because it is gentle on the stomach and esophagus rather than liquid, or go for a tea, or, you know, be brewing that up yourself with the fresh ginger, always checking the medications. But it, there is research behind this. Mm. If you're going on a boat, prevention, you think you're going to be a little bit queasy, start taking it prior.
I haven't heard of that. Really?
Yeah, because it's the motion sickness too.
Right.
Now, when I was looking at the evidence behind this, there's information saying that it is working on the stomach and it's working on the brain too. So if anyone wants to chime in and give some more information, we're still learning how it's working in the body in relation to nausea, but it works and people keep taking it and...
Yep.
Just that upset sort of stomach, and it is a really good option for kids too because it's so easy.
So it won't be too strong for kids?
No.
No.
But don't fill them up with sugar drinks containing
of course.
Ginger or the, what did you say, the ginger biscuits?
They used to get those, what were they called? Were they ginger
ginger
snaps?
Nut?
Ginger nut, yeah, they were quite a hard biscuit.
Yeah.
Beautiful, dunked in a nice, anyway.
Probably full of vegetable fat and
probably.
Sugar and processed things.
I'll pass on the biscuits.
Look, even migraines, because of the microcirculation that it's helping to move around and because of its analgesic effects. So look, I could just keep going, but I hope I'm just inspiring people to go out there, maybe grow some yourself.
Yes.
Buy some in the supermarket, make yourself some ginger tea each day. People who are struggling to drink 2 litres of water a day, this is an option for you. Make your water tasty. I say put a little squeeze of lemon or lime in it.
Oh, yeah.
Herbal tea counts. Just don't make it full of flavours and sugar.
That's a good thought, actually.
Yep. Really soothing. You've got a sore throat. You're talking a lot. Singers, people who are doing presentations beforehand. Yes, because it's just calming.
Wow, I better go into this before I start each day at 10 o'clock.
I know, people who are on radio, live radio shows.
Good tip. Mel, we'll take a break. Mel, just to finish off today, we initially started off with a call from Deanne,
yes.
who asked about post-COVID
fatigue. Mm-hmm.
Not a bad way to finish today.
Yes.
You want to add some more to that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So there's a beautiful herb called astragalus, which is a really nice, safe, well-tolerated tonic for the body. And that's something that I would always use for people who've got that that fatigue after glandular fever, after COVID, or after Ross River virus, things like that.
Mm.
Now, the benefits of astragalus, a bit like ginger, very wide reaching. You know, it's a cardiovascular tonic. It's immune modulating. It's like just an antioxidant in the body, and has so many benefits after a viral infection, and even for someone who's suffering from recurrent infection, like a lot of cold sores, astragalus would be good to use. Shingles recovery too, astragalus, the tonic for the body. And it is used very popular in Chinese medicine again. So I would say make sure that you speak to a naturopath about it and always check the interactions, but it is a very good tonic for the body, and it's safe to take, you know, for maybe a couple of months afterwards to regenerate, rebuild the tonic. I'm doing a lot of hand gestures that people can't see, but it's nourishing and nurturing.
Now, what's it called again?
Astragalus.
Astragalus.
Because other immune herbs like andrographis, and they can be very strong, very bitter for the body. And so you only want to use them for a short time, whereas the immune tonics, adding some vitamin C, some zinc, vitamin D can be used to, you know, really build up and help with the recovery afterwards. Mm. We always want to be safe. Herbs are potent. And so you want to be checking in with a naturopath, someone who's qualified specifically with herbs. But it is a herb that I just love and has so many benefits for people who are suffering.
So good, Mel. Just to quickly finish off, Crystal's asking, does the ginger tea need to be brewed fresh each day, or can you brew a large amount and refrigerate to use over a few days? So would you make a big batch and refrigerate it, or is it better doing it in small bits, do you reckon?
You know, keeping it in the fridge, using it for a couple of days, that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yes. If it's juicing, I like it to be fresh and, you know, consumed instantly.
Yeah, okay.
There's another question just about making ginger tea. So getting the ginger root, peeling that with a – I use an actual – like a peeler that would peel vegetables.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So it's you're just taking the outside skin off it.
Yep.
You can grate it or you can cut it up.
Yep.
Use a decent chunk. You know, you really want it to be warming in the body.
You want it to pack a punch.
Yes, you do. If you want to add a tiny bit of a good quality medicinal honey – that is an option, or a little bit of ginger too. That's really, you know, the cold and flu or the sore throat soothing or I'm talking all day and I need, you know, something to nourish my throat. That's a good option for you. And, you know, if you see a naturopath, ask your naturopath. You know, I give people jars of the liquid herb, which is potent. Mm. It is different to an essential oil. I'm not recommending anyone consume an essential oil. That can be quite dangerous. This is different. But that fresh ginger is just going to be beautiful.
It is. And I, the honey, the honey just makes it so much nicer.
Little bits, okay?
Oh, maybe am I a bit too heavy-handed? I like to do a nice big dob of honey.
I'm thinking sort of a half a teaspoon, Max.
A half a teaspoon?
I don't have any.
Don't you?
No.
All right. I'll back off on the honey and get the it's about getting the balance right, Mel.
It is. Life's all about balance. And we've got this one body that we need to take care of.
Mel, thanks for your time today. We shall catch up in a couple of weeks.
Lovely.
My guest in the studio this morning has been our naturopath, Mel.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.